Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Well, one of the main hospitals in southern Gaza is now empty after Israeli troops seized the Rafah border crossing. Patients and medical workers fled Abu Yusuf al-Najjar Hospital in Rafah, fearing Israeli strikes. The hospital was one of the few medical facilities treating patients wounded during Israeli attacks in the city. Now, the U.S. has paused a shipment of bombs to Israel, saying that it's not addressed Washington's concerns about a major ground operation in Rafah. A group of Palestinians have opened fire on Israeli soldiers as they were storming the city of Nablus in the occupied West Bank. Footage shared online shows intense gunfire directed at Israeli military vehicles, as well as a raid on a Palestinian home. A young man was detained before the forces left the area. And Israeli forces have carried out more raids in other parts of the occupied West Bank. They stormed the Nur Shams refugee camp in the city of Tul Kerem. That's where Palestinians fought with them. The Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Serbia for an official state visit on a symbolic day. 25 years ago, three Chinese journalists were killed when NATO bombed the Chinese embassy in Belgrade. Xi has already been to France, where he held critical talks on trade and Russia. And later he will travel to Hungary. The trip is his first European tour in 5 years. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says that Russia has seriously damaged critical energy infrastructure in an overnight air attack. More than 50 missiles and 20 drones were launched, leaving smoke hanging over the capital, Kyiv. The People's Defense Force in Myanmar were once members of a peaceful urban protest movement, but its fighters are now on the front lines of battles with the military around the strategic border town of Mayawadi. A week of floods in southern Brazil has left at least 90 people dead and another 130 are still missing. Heavy rains triggered landslides and caused widespread destruction. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has requested Congress acknowledge a state of public emergency, and there are more rains forecast in the next week. The man known as the master of North Korean propaganda has died at the age of 94. Kim Ki-nam served three generations of the North's ruling family dynasty.
On the Inside Story podcast, as Vladimir Putin's installed as Russia's president for the fifth time, what will another term mean for Russia and the world? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.